Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
And now your hosts, Jesse and Reese.
We need like audience screaming.
Yes. There we go. Hey.
Hey, we're going through all the sound effects on
Welcome.
The soundboard.
We've got a great show for you tonight.
Thank you, Connor.
Thanks, Connor. Playing us in. Welcome to 2023 in Canadian Politics is Boring. We're back after our post-Woofuck hibernation.
Oh, that was great. Lots of cake and naps.
Cake naps.
Cake naps.
I put, basically what I do is I put a muffin under each armpit and then I fall asleep. And then if I need a snack, they're there.
Nice and warm.
Nice and warm.
And moist.
They stay moist. A Welsh trick there for you. Keep your baked goods moist.
The Welsh are full of all kinds of baked goods tricks.
How was your break and how was your festive post-Woofuck rest?
It was nice. I ate way too much sugar. I go through sugar binges where I'm just like, well, it's the holidays. Fuck it. And I'll just like, time for cake. And oh, look, cookies and icing. And I just went and so much ice cream and just cookies and oh, God, I got fat. I got so fat.
Nice.
Like, I got so fat, I started, like, rolling my bees. You know, like, bring me the butter. Blah, blah. Bring me the buttered biscuits.
Basically, you enhanced your jowls.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, I got cancelled online.
Okay. tell me the story, Reese.
As you know, I'm a deeply...
The first STD zone of 2023. If you're new here, that stands for the small talk dimension zone. It's a dimension in a zone where we do small talk before we get there. Actually, if there's anybody new here, just a little tease. What are we going to...
I'm Reese.
And I'm Jesse. And this is Canadian Politics is Boring. Before we do the small talk, can you just give a quick tease as of what we're going to talk about this episode? And then we'll jump right back in.
We are talking about a con man who nearly started a conflict between America and Canada.
I'm so excited to learn about that. Okay, first off, tell me how you almost got canceled.
Well, I did get canceled. So
you did get canceled.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not online anymore. It's banned.
What?
Because I'm such a terrible person. I made one mistake.
I don't know what. No. Okay.
So I did make a mistake, but it was a very, so,
all right,
so what happened was, I went for an adventurous hike with my kids.
Okay.
And my parents,
where'd you go?
My parents were in town. So there's a wilderness area behind where I live.
Okay.
And
you can hike whenever you want in your backyard.
It's public land.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So it's just literally, I was just like, hey, let's go and explore the wilderness. And we went through and it was like, we followed some deer trails because they already made a bit of a trail through. We weren't like hacking away at trees or anything. We were just kind of like, hey, let's go for a little explore. Leaving
your kids' machetes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like just flamethrowers just to clear off all the undergrowth. And we got to this area and we were surrounded by this really thick, bright green moss.
Cool.
And it was like so spongy. It was incredible. It was like a Lord of the Rings set.
Okay.
So this dense forest, beautiful carpet of like moss, and the sun came out and it was like this emerald kind of glow from all this. It was amazing. So I was like, oh my God, this is spectacular. I need to share the beauty of this province and my adopted country. So I just did a little video, me walking through this foresty bit and then like up to the sunlight and showing the sunlight through. Poster online, what a beautiful province we live in. What a wonderful hike.
Okay.
And it turns out that you're not supposed to walk on moss.
Oh, I think I've heard that before. It's not like prominently stuck in the forefront of my brain I think I remember hearing that somewhere along the lines.
It just seemed like the kind of carpet you want to walk on barefoot. So
did you go barefoot?
I didn't. I nearly did. If it was okay. What's so called?
But why aren't you supposed to walk on moss again?
Because there's an ecosystem under the moss, and people were saying things. I despair at people like you.
I despair people like
people,
you.
People were like going, I despair.
Despair
at people like you. Like people were almost given up on existence because I stepped.
Hold on. Where did you post this?
I did it on Reddit, just saying, hey, look how beautiful this where we live is, and also I think I put it on our TikTok, and people were on there going, you need to delete this. You need to take this down.
Because taking it down will erase the fact that it happened.
Yeah.
It's like time travel.
All you need to do is get rid of the evidence. Even though I'm angry at you. But, yeah.
Hold on. Honest examples of what people were saying to you?
Well, I took the videos down now and the comments went, but it was saying things like, what you're doing is terrible. You're vandalizing that ecosystem. And I started going, it's so beautiful. Look at this. And other people were going, oh, wow, it is beautiful. Other people were going, this moss is everywhere. What are you excited about? I was like, well, fine. Someone needs to learn to appreciate moss more. Other people were basically accusing me of some kind of moss-based genocide. I was Moss Hitler.
That's okay.
Something. And then I put my phone down before the comments turned nasty. So I did it. There were a few like comments, oh, it's just moss, and oh, that's pretty. I put the phone down. I didn't look at my phone for 7 hours because I was trying to not have screen time.
Okay.
And I came back and then the angry stuff was there. And people going, why haven't you taken it down yet? Why haven't you taken it down yet? So I replied going, because I don't spend all my time on my phone. And then I just took the videos down because I was like, I don't want to spend my whole evening just replying to angry comments and apologizing. I was like, at first I was like, I'm really sorry, I didn't know. But I was just trying to share the beauty of the thing. And it was, looking back at it, it was a load of bullshit anyway. It doesn't really matter. But at the same time,
you were canceled.
I was canceled online. So I'm sorry. If you listen to this podcast by proxy, you now hate Moss too. So you're just guilty of me. And don't walk on moss. So if you get to a point in a forest where the only way home is walking through moss, stand there and die slowly instead.
It's interesting the amount of anger that originates online. Like it's perpetuates anger in such a unique way. You know, there's I don't know if I've talked about this before on the podcast. I might have. I mean, we're almost 3 years old now, which is insane. That's insane.
Nothing. We've run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, we're almost done. Yeah. But like anger is a theory of anger is that it is an instantaneous sort of confidence. Okay, whenever you're angry, you are 100% confident about whatever it is you're angry about. There's no doubt in your mind about whatever it is you're really, really mad about. And so it is, if you are lacking confidence, or if you have, it goes into a lot deeper than I'm just kind of really, really kind of like just going over the surface here, but like it's a confidence boost. And so to be angry in person has potential consequences.
Yeah, right? It gives you the confidence to punch someone in the face.
But online, you can be anonymous, you know, or you can be all nearly anonymous, or the consequences for being angry online are almost nothing. And so it's a quick fix to make yourself feel good for something you don't have to do. Like you just have to be an angry critic, and it makes you feel good. And then
that leads to us getting a 1-star review on Apple,
because, right?
Because I stepped on moss.
The lazy fucks on the internet.
I know. Oh god. So anyway, I just like to apologize to anyone who cares about moss and moss in general.
And moss, and you want to apologize to moss?
Right. Yeah, to all the moss. Right. If you're listening to this and you're moss,
I'm a little disappointed in your cancel story. I was kind of hoping for a little bit something more juicy than you stepped on.
Well, moss. I was expecting to get canceled for something more juicy myself, to be honest. I never thought it would be over moss. At least if I was going to go down, it was going to be in like a fiery ball of flames, not in minor kind of
misdemeanor
ecological impact. Yeah.
So you just made that moss stronger is what you did. It's, you know.
I know, like the little moss creatures underneath it, they all died, but that generation, the generation that comes after them will use that pain to advance their society. So you're welcome.
You're walking down a slippery slope here, man. All right, let's get into the nuts and bolts of this episode.
Lord Gordon Gordon. Have you ever heard of Lord Gordon Gordon?
No.
This is the man we're talking about. This is the
Lord
man.
Lord Gordon Gordon?
Lord Gordon Gordon. There he is.
Are you serious?
There he is. Lord Gordon Gordon. He's wearing a kilt.
He actually has
a kilt. He's wearing
his first name and last name are Gordon.
He's known as Lord Gordon Gordon, Lord Glen Kane, and the Honorable Mr. Herbert Hamilton.
Can we just call him Gordon Squared?
Yeah, Gordon Squared. Lord Gordon Squared. bearing in mind these are made up names because he was a con artist and no one knows his real name.
Oh, okay.
So
hold on, I need a little drink.
Sorry. First ASMR of 2023.
You ready for this? You ready for this?
There we go. For the fans of
can
ASMR.
Can of water, sparkling water.
It just sprayed all over his face. There we go, ASMR. Do you know what helps the ASMR?
You're
is
welcome.
Me saying there is ASMR while you do it. Only enhances it. Does someone say the name of that thing while you do it? So
you'd be great at ASMR. Recently.
Thank you very much.
just saying.
Narrating it so you don't get to enjoy the sound. In 1870, a mysterious man arrived in the United States. His name was Lord Gordon Gordon. And he was claiming that he was from a very wealthy Scottish family, which was basically part of the Campbell clan, which are descendants of ancient kings in the Scottish Highlands. So that he claimed he was part of a very ancient kind of aristocratic family from Scotland.
Okay.
So the other thing as well was that he was
1870. It's hard to prove.
It is hard to prove. Yeah, right. He didn't have a LinkedIn. So he was incredibly generous with his money and very charming with everyone he met. So high society in New York instantly loved him because he had like a kilt, he had the accent, he had a performance. He was buying everyone drinks. He was being Mr. Fun Pants. Mr. Fun Pants. Yeah, have some want some caviar. There we are. He's just shoving caviar in people's faces. This is on me.
Thanks, Mr. Fun Pants.
Exactly. So Lord Gordon Gordon, still, as I mentioned, his real name is unknown, but it's rumored that he was the illegitimate son of a North Country clergyman and a family maid. So he was kind of a bastard child in those times. And the first record of him was as Lord Glen Kane, which was his pseudonym. And he basically swindled a London jeweler's of £25,000 and then left Britain to the United States to avoid getting caught.
Wow. So
the theory is the money he was spending was from what he stole from that jeweler's
before
fleeing the country, and that his performance was... he carried on the performance when he got to... He was like, oh, that worked. I got £25,000, which back then, I don't know, billion?
A lot of money.
Billion, million, billion?
Million, billion, billion, million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of money. So the editor of the New York Tribune, which was a big newspaper in New York at the time, Horace Greeley.
It's a nice name.
Horace Greeley.
I like that name.
Hello, I'm Horace Greeley. And these are my friends. They are made of porcelain.
All right, you ruined that image for me.
There you go.
Thank you.
Horace Greenlee's porcelain friends.
Horace Greenlee's friend corner. Special friend corner.
Go and dust my friends. So he was apparently very proud to call him a friend, this con artist who was pretending to be a Scottish aristocrat.
Who was proud to call who a friend?
Horace Greeley, the editor of the New York Tribune.
Oh, I see. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. The only two people you've mentioned so far. Right.
So much so.
I'm really good at paying attention. Yeah, yeah.
So he was moving around in, he was going to all those parties, which all the important people go to.
Yes, the important people parties.
Hanging out with newspaper editors. The newspaper editor, Horace Greeley, and his porcelain friends introduced Lord Gordon Gordon to somebody called Jay Gould.
These are great names.
Have you ever heard of Jay Gould?
I have not.
So he was famous for helping create the term robber baron. So he wasn't a nice man.
What is the term?
Robber baron.
Rob a baron.
Robber baron. As in like a, like billionaires who, have millions of, billionaires who have thousands of people working for them for minimum wage. Meanwhile, they have like 7 yachts. You could argue that they're robber barons because they're big, powerful, influential people, and they squeeze the people who work for them and other people.
Spell it.
R-O-B-B-E-R space B-A-R-O-N.
Oh, robber barons.
Exactly what I said.
Well.
Those jowls.
Robber barons.
So he had no morals, apparently.
Which one?
Gould.
Gould had no morals.
So, okay. So he was incredibly cruel. So he attempted in 1869 to corner the gold market by causing a panic known as Black Friday, which destabilized the U.S. economy. And when his workers used to go on...
Hold on. He started what we today know as Black Friday?
Yes.
What?
He created a Black Friday. Purposefully destabilized the U.S. economy with a ploy to corner the gold market in the U.S. I don't know the full details, but basically he would quite happily tank the U.S. economy if he could profit from it.
Okay.
And when his workers used to strike, he would just say things like, "I can hire one half of the working class to kill the other half."
Jesus.
Really nice man.
Wow.
But he's about to get swindled by a con man.
Okay, I'm happy with this.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Mortgage 101, your guide to homeownership with Clinton Wilkins and myself, Todd Vino.
Well, Mortgage 101, Clint, this is your passion. This is your baby, right?
I mean, this is what I get to do every day.
Exactly.
I get to transact with customers and give advice. And I think this podcast, and, you know, it's on the radio, obviously, has kind of transformed over the last, you know, four seasons. I think we've done a lot of educating. And I would venture to say, Todd, no one's talked about mortgage lending in the Canadian real estate market more than we have.
No, absolutely.
Which I think is cool.
And let's face it, when it comes to a home buying, as you always say, that's the people's biggest purchase. And you damn well better be educated when you're doing it if you want to make a good decision, right?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And obviously, we know as of late, there's been a lot of changes with mortgage lending. We know, obviously, there's been concerns around rates and inflation. And, you know, we're happy to be part of the conversation with consumers.
Well, it's even expanded beyond that because, yes, you're talking mortgages, but oftentimes people have equity in their homes and they have an opportunity to clean up debt and to help straighten their family household finances out. I mean, that's massive. And you do that.
Yeah, we certainly have those conversations on the show, and we have those conversations every day in real life. There's so many nuances to mortgage lending, which I think is, you know, very daunting for consumers. And just like one extra little piece of information is just so, so powerful to people. And I think we are impacting what's happening in people's households. You know, we've talked about everything from credit and income and assets. You know, we've talked about Financial Literacy Month. We've talked about what's happening with the Bank of Canada. We've talked about what's going on with real estate here in our local market in Halifax and really from across the country. And, you know, we're continuing that conversation. If you've liked what you've heard and you want to learn more, feel free to visit us online at teamclinton.ca.
Gould was trying to get control of a giant railroad company called Erie Railroad. And he was, you're going to like this name.
Okay.
He was fighting for control.
I like Erie Railroad. I mean, I'm assuming Erie that Railroad has to do with like Lake Erie, but
yeah.
Or the locale around it. But Erie just,
yeah.
If I was the owner of Erie Railroad, I would make it spooky as fuck.
So Jay Gould was fighting with somebody called Cornelius Vanderbilt.
What a fucking fantastic name. Oh my God.
To get control of this company. And at the moment, Gould was...
Can you do your whole hi, I'm thing with that?
Hello, I'm Cornelius Vanderbilt.
And I like... And
I am Cornelius Vanderbilt, and this is my belt sander. I have a room full of the most antique belt sanders in all the land. This one was invented by the Egyptians and is powered by wax. Like that?
That's great.
The wax comes from the tears of an ibis.
You are weirdly good at that.
So
it's a strange talent we've got there.
You may find I, Cornelius Vanderbilt, on TikTok, where I will be doing popular dances in Lululemon leggings.
Well, now you have to.
Yeah. And a top hat on fire. So anyway, so Cornelius was currently beating Gould at getting control of the railway company. And then Gordon came in and pretended. He said he confided in Gould that his Scottish family controlled $30 million worth of stock in the railway company. And they were willing to support Gould if he gave Gordon $1 million as a bribe.
Okay,
he basically said, my family, this railway company that you're trying to get control of, my family owns $30 million of stock in that company. If you want further control of the company, we'll let you take charge, but you've got to bribe me $1 million.
Okay, so it's like the whole, you know, Nigerian prince awarding you $30 million.
All you've got to do is pay him $200.
Right, yeah.
And then he'll send you $30 million.
I was just like, why don't you just take $200 out of the $30 million?
Exactly.
Your family has all this money invested in the railroad, just take some of that out of that money and keep it for yourself. That's fine with me, man.
Exactly. So he did it.
He did, of course.
He gave him the million.
Wow.
And Gordon fled to Canada from New York.
Okay. I mean, I'd maybe go to warmer states.
Well, he went to Canada.
Then going, leaving the country altogether.
He went to
somewhere fucking cold.
This is what he did. He took his opportunity to flee to Canada, where he convinced authorities that the allegations were false. He then offered to buy large parts.
Oh, he was found out right away.
Yeah, you know, he was like, hey, they're saying mean things about me in New York. Can I come and live here? They were like, yeah. But do you know how he convinced them?
No.
He offered to buy large parts of Manitoba as an investment that would bring prosperity to Canada.
With $1 million that he stole?
Yes.
Fuck, this guy's good. Okay.
He's gone from 25,000 to a million. He just keeps swindling.
This is in 1870?
1870s, yeah. He just keeps swindling bigger and bigger people.
Hold on a second. I want to see how much $1 million was in 1870 money.
Well, you work it out. I am Cornelius Vanderbilt. I have four nipples and a car powered by luck.
It's equivalent to about $22.7 million today.
Nice. So Gould, as you can imagine, was now the laughing stock of New York. And he wanted revenge. And we told you how nasty he was. He was a nasty man.
Yeah. So, Holland, what did he buy in Manitoba?
Nothing. He just turned up with a ton of money and was like, hey.
But he said, if you let me stay here, I'll invest in Manitoba.
Yeah, he was offered to buy chunks of Manitoba.
But he didn't do anything.
No, it was just talk, just to stay on their good side. And go, whoa, why would we kick this rich man out of the country when he's come here offering to invest in Manitoba? Somebody has to.
I mean, nobody's offered yet, so.
They got a Boston pizza. Anyway. So Gould, sorry, Manitoba, we love you.
We love you.
So there was no extradition treaty with Canada for thieves. Gordon had kind of won over the Manitobans with his money offerings. So he attempted to abduct him himself. So he got a bunch of his associates together. Some of them would end up being future members of Congress. So what happened is they crossed the border. Okay. They found Gordon. They kidnapped him.
What?
Jesus. But they were stopped and arrested by the Mounties before they could return to the United States with him.
What? Amazing.
And then the Canadian authorities put them in prison and refused them bail. And it led to, an international incident then between the United States and Canada, because the friends of a very powerful robber baron were in prison without bail. And then the governor of Minnesota.
I feel like you're glossing over some really.
No, I couldn't
shit,
find like, that much detail on it. This,
oh, really?
Probably got to read a really thick book with lots of small words in it to find out.
Like small print or small words? I'm just like a lot of like ands and is and the and
both.
Okay.
Small words in small print.
The Reese Waters story.
Yeah. I like big words in big print. So, anti-disestablishmentarianism in like size 24.
Well done.
Anyway, I don't know what, I don't even remember that word.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Yeah. I don't know what it means.
I think it's, I used to know what it meant.
So, Minnesota was angry. The governor, Horace Austin, demanded that they return, and they put the Minnesota militia on full readiness, and thousands of Minnesotans volunteered for full military invasion of Canada.
What? How many volunteered?
Thousands.
Okay.
Of Minnesotans for a full military invasion of Canada to get that rich guy's friends out of prison.
Wow.
Who tried to kidnap a con man who'd stolen $1 million.
I mean, like, at this point, just put them all in a pit and have them fight to the death.
Right? I know, exactly. Just,
they're all kind of shitheads.
So the Canadian authorities were like, this isn't worth it. They just released them on bail.
Here, have your shitheads back.
So Canada then had enough of Gordon, because they were like, this guy's trouble. He nearly caused us to have Americans invade.
So hold on. So they... Actually, yeah. So when they kidnapped Gordon and were on the way to the border, they were stopped by the Mounties and put in police custody.
And
or
Gordon
prison.
Was freed.
Gordon was freed. Okay. Yeah. That was, he wasn't also put in prison.
Right. So
why would he be?
So Canada decided they were going to deport him.
Because they just thought this is too much trouble.
This is too much trouble. Yeah. He's obviously, he brings a lot of heat, mainly the Minnesota militia.
Right.
threatening to invade our country. So Gordon went out with a bang.
He threw
a massive... He knew his time was up, basically.
Was he told he has to leave, or did he get rumored?
I think he knew. They were like, hey, just so you know, we're going to deport you. So he knew he was out.
Isn't that kind of an instantaneous thing, or do they give them time to...
It's the old days. It took 2 years to get a letter from anywhere. So they were like, hey, just so you know, that in 3 weeks' time, he's going to finish writing that letter on that typewriter that is the size of a warehouse. And that letter is going to say to you that you're being deported. So don't go anywhere.
All right. So he threw a party.
And then it's going to take them 3 weeks to walk there to give you the letter. So he threw a massive going away party with
$22 million massive.
He lavished expensive gifts on his friends.
That's kind of nice. He didn't have to do that.
Amazing food. And
so, I mean, like, he's not all that bad.
And then the Manitoban authorities turned up to take him away. So he said at the end of the party.
Well, like they took him at the end, during the party.
Roughly thereafter. So he wanted to go and get dressed. So he went to finish getting dressed in. And then he shot himself in the head.
No. Oh, that's too bad.
So he was like the gift. So, I mean, he was only in
a... I like a good con artist. I think they're fun.
And then...
That's a sad story. That's a sad ending.
But what a mystery, though. No one ever knows who he actually was. No one knows where he was born or his real name.
All he's ever known is
this mystery person who was incredibly generous.
Wow. And also, I mean, incredibly generous with other people's money.
So that's the end of Gordon.
Gordon. Yeah. Wow. Wow, what a story. I would love to hear more capers and con artists and thieves and stuff like that. I'm really into that stuff.
I just did one.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I enjoyed that. I would like more.
Okay. Jeez.
You know, like if you just give me some delicious turkey dinner and I'm like, boy, Reese, this was great. I'd sure like to have more turkey dinner. You're like, I just fucking gave you some turkey. That's like, no, just, that's the point. It's me showing that I like what you just served.
Good.
And I'd like some more, please, sir.
Okay. Well, that's different.
Jesus Christ.
So thanks for listening. Next episode is behind the paywall.
Oh, yes, that's right. We're
our jumping, new rules.
Yeah, we're jumping back and forth. So we're doing one free and then one behind Patreon and then one free and one behind Patreon. And we're going to be trying some alternate from a historical perspective and some things that are kind of currently happening in the news.
So and the episode that's going to be coming out next week behind the paywall is talking about the theory that Stephen Harper works for the CIA.
Ooh, very interesting. Oh, and just in case you're new or curious why we're doing this change, we spoke about it before in the end of 2022, but it's to have some...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Sort of, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Money.
Some money. That's what it is. No, we want to help grow the show. We want to help promote the show. And by having sort of a monthly amount that we can count on, then we can do more crazy things, such as the podcast on a cassette tape idea that we've been mailing out to patrons.
Maybe a tour.
Maybe a billboard in Winnipeg.
you know, just with our faces on it saying like, yeah, what's up? And that's it, right?
Yeah.
To figure it out from there. So that just more crazy promotional stunts and just some fun things. And plus, if you're a patron, you get to talk directly to us. You get to give us ideas and suggestions. You get to, you know, you own us.
Yeah, become off. We call you special friends.
Special friends.
So CanadianPollocksIsBoring@gmail.com if you want to chat to us, or CanadianPollocksIsBoring.com. to find out a bit more about all the stuff we're doing, and the Patreon link is there too as well. There's also Jesse.
We got an email.
We did get an email about a correction. So I was saying Portage Avenue in Winnipeg in one of our episodes, and we had a nice email from Gina, and it's not, is Portage.
Portage, like yeah. Porridge. Portage. There we go. Porridge. Thanks for the email. Thanks
porridge
for the correction.
Porridge with a T.
Yeah, that was. Thanks for writing and correcting our.
If you do have any other, if anyone else has got any corrections for any pronunciation,
oh God,
don't bother emailing us.
Yeah, there Thank you go. I was worried where you're going with that for a second.
Yeah, it's fine. Cool. So see you next week, or not if you haven't paid. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.